Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 9, 1806. A black bear. Members of the Corps are still hunting and gathering meat, except the captains, who go on and on describing moor, brush, and trees, and honing their skills as botanical artists, sketching leaves, cones, and bark. Captain Clark writes,
"This morning Collins and Weiser set out on a hunting excursion. In the evening, Drewyer returned, had killed nothing but one beaver. He saw one black bear, which is the only one which has been seen in the neighborhood since our arrival. The Indians inform us that they are abundant, but are now in their holes. In the marshy grounds frequently overflown by the tides, there grows a species of fir which I took to be the same as number 5. From examination, I find it a distinct species of fir. It is more profusely branched. This tree seldom rises to a greater height than 35 or 40 feet, and is from 2 to 4 feet in diameter. The cone is 3.5 inches in length, and 3 inches in circumference, of an oval figure being thickest in the middle, and tapering and terminating in 2 obtuse points. The cone is somewhat of this figure. Fearing our meat would spoil, we set 6 men to jerking it today, which they are obliged to perform in a house under shelter from the repeated rains. Captain William Clark, February 9, 1806.
This sketch and description was of the Sitka spruce, easily identified by its unusual cone. Another tree identified is the Douglas fir, which has a very beautiful cone with tight bracts, unique to the species. Tomorrow, Willard from the Salt Works.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.